I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
So this 71-year-old guy goes into a bookstore in Louisiana and has a bad experience. Now, they don't tell us in the story what the bad experience was. But the aftermath of this is his mugshot appears in The Smoking Gun. So you know he did something interesting. He wasn't happy with whatever happened to him at the bookstore. So he went home. And then he returned to the bookstore. And according to The Smoking Gun, he left dildos on the shelves. Several dildos. They described it as a barrage of dildos on the shelves in the religious section of the bookstore. Now, he told cops he had, quote, extra items, so he used them for that purpose. Now, apparently he's got extras hanging around the house. He didn't take his good ones. He left those at home. I don't know how many you need.
Yeah.
But maybe when you're 71, you need more. I don't know. But they've got all this on store surveillance. So,
in the religious section, did he say why?
Because of a bad experience. Okay. And again, we don't know what his bad experience was the first time he visited the bookstore. But he's been charged with criminal mischief and criminal trespassing. So they must have told him, get out, after the first time he was there.
And they'll make me come back with my dildos.
He returned with his, well, they weren't all of them. They were extras. He kept some at home. Yeah.
A 38-year-old guy named Kevin Boudreau Jr. tried to use a credit card to pay for dinner at a Florida restaurant back in October, but it got declined. The tab was $57. He told the staff, my dad will pay for it if you give him a call. He'll cover that for me. Just work this little thing out. They couldn't get him on the phone, and he had previously failed to pay a bill at the same restaurant, so they had him arrested. He's back on the radar, third time's a charm. Still doesn't have any money. His strategy for Saturday night was to rack up a $107 tab at a strip club called Body Shots in Ocala, Florida. And when it was time to pay the piper, he tried to pay with a credit card that didn't have a name on it. They said it was one of those sample cards they send you in the mail. And when the manager tried to run the card and got declined, he looked at it and he goes, this is just like it's not even worth the plastic it's printed on. It doesn't even have a name on it. He's facing fraud charges for $107 at the strip club.
Anyone ever try that before, using one of those phony cards? They send you in the mail?
Current addressee or current homeowner or whatever it says
name,
on it.
Name, what's the code on the back? All right, well, we got to go to the island of Whidbey here. Whidbey Island 911
yes,
this morning.
We will.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Let's get right to the crime. Wednesday, March 8th, 8:37 a.m., Highway 20 business. A guy called 911 to say he was refused a sale on a high vacuum pump. Thursday, March 9th, 3:20 p.m., Barrington Drive. Someone called 911 to report their neighbor's vehicle was just towed, but they're not sure who towed it. Thursday, March 9th, 6:26 p.m., Oak Harbor Street. There was a 911 call requesting police come out and talk to the neighbors who let their big dogs outside to poop. We're going to continue with that theme right here on Friday, March 10th, 3:37 p.m., Goldie Street. The person calling 911 says, at their location, there is so much dog poop, you can't even walk around. Friday, March 10th, 7:45 p.m., Beeksma Drive RV Park. There's a 70-year-old guy who's been standing in the park all day. Friday, March 10th, 10:22 p.m., Cordero Place. A man called 911 to say, there's been loud music coming out of the neighbor's place since the year 2000.
17 strong years and counting.
And finally, Saturday, March 11th, 6:41 a.m., Beeksma Drive. There's a report of a guy laying on a yellow tarp.
I'll call the office.
It says better than laying under a tarp.
Yeah.